business, under new business, is application 5-1. And when you read, it's the Plantation South Atlanta, Inc., 4594 Barkley Drive, Dunwoody, Georgia, 30338, doing business as Plantation South Assisted Living Facility. Applicant, represented by Dan, and messed this name up, my apologies ahead of time, Caliancio.
Papio Bianco.
Papio Bianco. Requests a variance to the City of Dunwoody sign ordinance, section 12A and 12C, to construct a second brown sign on the property. The subject property is the DeKalb County Fire Station, located at 4588 Barkley Drive, on the southwest side of the 4500 block of Barkley Drive, northwest of its intersection with Ashbury Commons Drive. The tax parcel number is 18-354-01-008. And at this point, I would like to have the person coming forward for the applicant. And you have 10 minutes to begin your presentation. I'm going to have to tell you if we have them or not. No, we do not.
Thank you.
Not at this time, but we'll save the remainder of your time because there are questions. Is there anyone here to speak against the application? Seeing that there's no one here, go ahead, Bob.
Landlocked parcel that has a drive in front of it, he's not allowed a street sign because he doesn't have street access. purpose of the sign ordinance is to keep that type of signage under control. Bad idea to open up that can of worms and talk about people calling on property that we don't know what they're talking about.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on the issue? Yes, ma'am, you come up and get the mic, please.
I agree with what this fellow just said, but High Nation South is in the woods and you can't find it. My father was there for some years. It's that curve around Brook Run. It's hard to find, it's plenty of trees, it's dark. You're creeping along, you can't find it. They've got a small sign, you know, nowhere you're going, okay, but you're new, it's not like the BMW place or sunshine where you can see it all day. You're not there. You can't see this place. Is that against your other four?
That's four. But I think the signs could be done on a per sign basis. I don't think it has to be across the board, does it? The code is written that way. It's up to us to decide if there's grounds for an exception based on the evidence presented.
For everybody, you think
you're going to No, it is. Case by case, everyone has to not do the signage unless we make an exception from the board's perspective. Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the request? Okay, I'm going to close the public comment and start the board discussion on this. Are there any board members that have questions that they would like to ask? Chair recognizes Susan.
Isn't there actually a sign now on the fire department property? And is your proposed sign, sir, substantially larger, or is it about the same size? What's the footprint of the proposed sign relative to the existing sign? And what is the motivation for changing the sign, please? So am I. Right. Just a spiff? Is this a spiff? We're spiffing the sign. Are there going to be lights on the sign?
Not this time.
And it's the same location?
Yes, exactly
the same. Jerry, did you have a question?
Yes. Since they already have it on the sign, why can't they just do what they want to do, clear out the shrubs around that existing sign, and refurbish it with a nice brick facade? I mean, I went out there, and there's a lot of shrubbery hiding the sign, but they cleaned a lot of that out of there and cleaned that up, and if they want to spiff up the existing sign, because that's already there.
still be within the old guidelines? I mean, would you get the result that you would like if you bricks around it?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if it's possible to do. It'd be more difficult to put the footing for the sign while it's existing. Maybe we could put the bricks around the poles that go up.
Kind of follow up. I have another question. Is, do you anticipate the sign that's there now falling or decaying or?
Yes. Not immediate year or so.
Additional questions? I have one then, and I'm not sure who it should be targeted to. I'll try Bob to start out with, but if I already have your opinion. But it's my understanding from a casual reading of the ordinance that the restriction is one sign per property, but if the person with the frontage chooses not to advertise their business, they would be allowed to put a sign on for another business. And that's just the way I read it, but absolutely not.
And the question you have to ask is the original size of the permit. The county doesn't have the right to grant the use of that property for a sign for another building. It just can't do it. It's that simple.
Okay. You're very knowledgeable on these topics, so I'm going to ask you to use your knowledge and explain one more thing to me then. We adopted in Dunwoody the DeKalb Code. Was this an item that came through, or was this an item that got changed when the DeKalb Code was adopted by Dunwoody? Do you know?
I don't know what.
You don't know the answer?
I don't know if it's changed
or not. Howard, do you have any information on that?
Sign ordinance that the city of Dunwoody is using is not the DeKalb sign ordinance.
Okay.
It's more akin to Johns Creek. And we do not regulate in any way, shape, or form the text on a sign, other than the very narrow regulation for obscenity. In that light, we are not able to regulate off-premise signs, because if we need to read the sign to regulate it, then we've overstepped our bounds. So we do not prohibit off-premise signs, and so long as the sign on the site otherwise meets the sign ordinance, it is entitled to exist there. The problem with this site is that the DeKalb County Fire Station already has a ground sign in it. I think I put some photos in your packet. It's a red sign. It's right up near the building. It's very industrial looking. I assume a state roads crew put it in there. And it's just very simple text. It reads DeKalb County Fire. This sign, Mr. Capobianco is representing, is the, on the drive aisle, actually between or right on the periphery of the property. I don't know if it was ever erected lawfully or not, and I don't know if there's any way that we could search any record. We don't have those records from DeKalb County when we incorporated, whether or not that sign was ever legally erected there. To answer Artie's question, is he allowed to expand a nonconformity? No, he is not. He can do usual and customary maintenance on it. He can change the text on it through a panel exchange. Now, because it's wooden, that effectively means he can paint it and paint different letters on it, but to put a brick base or pillars or something that will light it or do anything that expands the way it is today, that's also not conforming with our ordinance. So the idea is he can do usual and customary maintenance to what he has, or you all can vary the standard in the sign ordinance and allow a second ground sign on the same property for the same facade. The applicant did contact DeKalb County and asked if he could take down their red sign and the Plantation South sign and put up a shared sign with better visibility. The county wasn't interested in that. No. The letter we have here that authorizes the gentleman to construct an additional sign on the property, they don't have a problem with him doing whatever he chooses to do. However, the caveat is that it has to conform with all applicable Dunwoody codes and regulations, which would mean you would have to extend to him a variance to build the second sign on the same frontage.
Additional comments or questions that board members would like to make?
Just one thing, Harry. I think that one of here is the right of grandfathering. It's been there, you know, it is there, and as long as it's not altered, then I don't think it's our, in our best interest or in anybody's best interest to say, no, you, the sign has to come down or anything like that. I think it can be grandfathered where it is and how it is. Is that appropriate?
That's absolutely correct. Okay. The existing legal nonconformity can endure until such time that it either becomes untenable and needs to be removed because it's dilapidated, or if it's removed by act of God, or if the applicant takes it down willfully. The idea that they would construct a newer, larger sign instead of this one, once they remove it to begin the new sign, they've lost their nonconforming status, and they can't replace one nonconformity with another one.
I guess I have one more question. Not indicating that we would or wouldn't, but in the scenario where we deny a variance and the sign eventually falls down, what course of action can they take so that emergency vehicles and the rest can find them, which is an issue that was brought up? I don't know what their options are. Do you know of any options that are clear under the existing statutes?
That's the hardship. No. To answer your question succinctly, no. I don't know of another option for them. They will need a variance of some sort to have an additional sign on one of these two properties, whether it's on the drive aisle that they share with their neighbor in the rear of the properties, or if it's on the DeKalb County Fire Station site, one way or the other, because of the fact that they don't have frontage on a public right-of-way, they just will not have any exposure on a public right-of-way without a variance.
Thank you. Yes, Drew?
But we can address if that sign is dilapidated and falls apart in 7 years from now, then they can apply at that time for a variance again. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right.
They can reapply. Is it 24 months?
Who's that? That's correct. Is there a motion from one of the board members?
I move to deny the variance.
A motion to deny the variance. Is there a second?
Second.
There is a second of the motion. Discussion of the motion? With a show of your right hand, if you would vote, raise your right hand if you are in favor of denying the variance. Let the vote show 5-0. Thank you.